Hello, and welcome to the BNP Paribas Asset Management Talking Heads podcast. Every week, Talking Heads will bring you in-depth insights and analysis through the lens of sustainability on the topics that really matter to investors. In this episode, we'll be discussing net zero and equity investing. I'm Daniel Morris, Chief Market Strategist, and I'm joined today by Nadia Grant, Head of Global Equities, and Shazan Ghaffour, Investment Specialist. Welcome, Nadia and Shazan, and thanks for joining me.
Oh, delighted to be here.
Thank you, Dan.
Both of you, of course, are very aware of net zero and how important that's become not only for us as an asset manager, but arguably for the world. We certainly read a lot about the topic of net zero, but you're much closer to trying to make that a reality because you're trying to take the objective of net zero and then implement that or reflect that in a global equity portfolio. So that's what we would like to talk about today. Maybe if I can start first with you, Shazan, explain a bit for our listeners, what is net zero? We don't want to assume that everyone is as familiar with it as we are, and maybe help us understand why it is really so important for society and for investors.
Put it simply, we define net zero as a state where the amount of greenhouse gas emissions produced and the amount removed from the atmosphere are equal, very simply. And we believe that at BNP Paribas Asset Management, the shift towards a low carbon, environmentally responsible economy is key for a sustainable future. As a member of the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, we are committed to publishing a comprehensive net zero plan through our net zero roadmap. In fact, limiting global warming will avoid a number of climate change impacts and will have lower risk associated with long-lasting or irreversible changes in climate patterns. This is not just an environmental issue that's important to highlight, you know. The vast societal and economic consequences of unmitigated climate change are what is driving countries, companies, and the financial community to act. We think that the financial industry can play a huge role towards the decarbonization process and the reduction of GHG emissions by allocating capital to companies in transition to reach the net zero target, thereby reducing the funding gap estimated at roughly around $38 trillion, according to the latest report of the IPCC.
Thank you, Shazan. So Nadia, next question for you. Again, very nice words and very important words, but how does that reflect when you're trying to manage a global equity portfolio? I mean, really, how can global equity investors participate in net zero?
Sure. So first we start with the universe. So to select stocks in our portfolio, we assess their alignment to the transition towards net zero. So the investment team uses our Sustainability Center's proprietary framework, which itself is inspired by the Paris-aligned investment initiative Net Zero Investment Framework. So the net zero transition, or the AAA universe, which means achieved, aligned, or aligning towards net zero universe, as we call it, is a very broad one. It encompasses about 60% of the MSCI All Country World. And that enables us to source opportunity across regions, sectors, and market capitalization, thereby reflecting the whole economy. Indeed, we believe it's very important to have such a broad investment universe because we're aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emission across the whole economy. So that was the investment universe. Secondly, from a portfolio standpoint, what is the result of that diversification is we are able to produce a pretty diversified core portfolio with no significant style, regional or sector tilt versus the broader index. Thirdly, it's important for us to take a holistic approach when we think about a problem as complex as climate change. We don't want to be short-sighted. As such, the global equity team acknowledges the social risk and the rise in inequality resulting from climate change and energy transition. That's why we draw upon our social expertise and we aim to achieve what we call the just transition. A just transition has as its priority a fair and inclusive approach to ensure that workers and communities are not left behind. We use a just transition approach when engaging with all our companies in our portfolio to ensure the transition doesn't leave anyone behind. In addition, we're active managers, and therefore we aim to deliver consistent excess return over the benchmark. The Global Net Zero Transition Equity is managing using a differentiated behavioral investment approach. So this is how we select the stock within the universe, looking at quality companies with improvement in their business momentum and reasonable valuation. We draw upon the great depths and breadths of expertise within BNP Paribas Asset Management to do the fundamental analysis on stock and use this investment process. And finally, we at BNP Paribas Asset Management want to walk the talk and, as such, have a partnership with the charity Électriciens Sans Frontières, whose mission is to reduce energy poverty, fight climate change, inequalities of access to electricity and water, and promote the energy transition.
We've started with really an explanation of what net zero is and the importance of net zero. Nadia, then you've gone into how you implement those objectives in a global equity portfolio. Shazan, maybe you can summarize the key points that the two of you have made.
So yes, absolutely, Daniel. So in a nutshell, we invest in a broad universe of companies in transition towards net zero via our proprietary screens, as Nadia mentioned earlier. We take a holistic approach, engaging with all the companies in our portfolios to ensure a just transition to net zero, taking into account the social aspect of that transition. We build a core diversified portfolio with no significant tilt to the broad benchmark and target a consistent generation of excess returns through our differentiated process that has its roots in behavior finance.
Well, Nadia and Shazan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
That's it for this week's episode of Talking Heads. If you would like more information, please reach out to your BNP Paribas Asset Management contact or check out Viewpoint, our website for investment insights at viewpoint.bnpparibas-am.com. Viewpoint brings commentary and analysis in a variety of formats, from investment outlooks to asset allocation videos and podcasts, to help investors make better informed decisions. You've been listening to the BNP Paribas Asset Management Talking Heads podcast with me, Daniel Morris, Nadia Grant, and Shazan Ghaffour. Please do join me next week. Until then, take care.
This presentation includes a discussion on current market events and is not intended as investment advice or an offer of products or services by BNP Paribas Asset Management. Please keep in mind that the information and analysis in this presentation is only current as of the publication date.